The following podcast contains adult content. It is not suitable for minors, professional settings, or the faint of heart. Welcome to Foreplay Go South's About Last Night, a reoccurring monthly episode in which I take a story told on the stage last night's live event and release it the very next day.
It's my first time, so please be gentle. It's kind of like anal, you know, the first time. I took some notes. But so the last few months have been pretty stressful. I had a big test. A lot of my friends and I had to take this big test for a licensing thing that I had to do. I had to do some travel. It's just pretty stressful, but... And this is the moment where I get to consensually, because I checked with him, I can gush about my partner. He is amazing. He is like the most thoughtful, caring, obedient. I can gush about this guy for he does whatever needs to be done. Let's just put it that way. And then I noticed I was having some symptoms, chest pains. I'm like, okay, I'm having a heart attack. I'm in my 40s. I am chubby. This is not good. Like, I literally just discovered this community like 8 months ago. I don't want to die now.
Too soon.
It is way too soon. It is too soon to go. Like, life is just getting good, right? But it's like my chest is hurting. My back feels like somebody punched me, and it wasn't even consensual. It was just kind of like, I was just feeling like, man, I am going to die. I need to live it up, you know? So I'm like, you know what? It could be muscles. Maybe I'm overreacting. It's muscular. I go to the chiropractor. He checks my back. I take my Advil because maybe it's soreness from the adjustment. Maybe I slept wrong because, you know, when you're 40-something, like I am, you sneeze wrong and everything hurts. So I'm sleeping with my feet to the headboard, the head over here. I'm trying to figure out maybe it's my mattress. I'm blocked arteries. That was the next thing. I'm chubby. My arteries are blocked. Let me eat some salad, some raw stuff. I can only do it with dressing. I'm lactose intolerant. So now I'm like, shit, acid reflux? So okay, let's sleep on a wedge pillow. Let's take some Tums. Let's take some Pepto. Now I'm constipated. Because y'all who know, you know Pepto will block you up. Then it's gas. Because, you know, lactose intolerant. So I'm like, shit, I put all these symptoms, sore chest, back pain, gassy. Everything says you're having the female version of a heart attack. Everything. You sneeze, you cough, you have an ache on your left third rib. It says, Google says, it's a female heart attack. So it took like a week and a half to finally get an appointment. So I went to my doctor, explained all the symptoms, and she's like, I don't think so. Like, yeah, you're chubby, but I don't think you're gonna die yet. So I said, look, lady, you're not gonna gaslight me. So I basically left there feeling not validated. You know, sometimes you leave the doctor and you feel not heard, not validated, dismissed. So I said, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna do whatever, because if I leave here and have a heart attack, I'm writing this down, you're liable. So she's like, oh, well, in that case, let's do some blood work. Let's get some ultrasounds going. So she says, but I really do think it's muscular. So don't lift anything more than 10 pounds. Don't do any upper body exercise. Take some Advil, put some cold. And I was like, this bitch. Like, I haven't tried all of the things, right? Sexist, everything. So this whole time I didn't want to tell my partner what was going on, because again, he's very supportive, he does everything, and I didn't want him to go into a frenzy. And I'm like, man, but dude, like, the heart's a muscle, right? Like, she told me I pulled a muscle, maybe I pulled a heart or something. So this is where I get to gush about him again. He's like, I'm coming over and I'm giving you some quality time. Because, you know, he's very obedient. So he comes to my house and he knows the rule. We have this one rule where when you get to my bed, there's the no pants rule.
Good rule. Good rule.
Everyone should have a no pants rule.
What about underwear?
It's okay. It's acceptable, but definitely.
Thank you.
So he gets in the bed and he's immediately he's like, no pants rule, takes the pants off, jumps in the bed. He assumes our position because, you know, he knows the rules. And then I assume my position. This is when it fucking dawns on me. My doctor was right. Every single time I've been stressed for the past few months, he comes over and assumes the position. What is the position? He jumps on the bed, throws both legs up, and I get in between his legs. He puts his legs on my side, and I put both hands firm around his penis. I have jacked this man off for about 4 hours a day, 3 days a week, for the consecutive 8 weeks prior to my scare. We use coconut oil.
Thank God.
I've gone through jars of it. It is my fetish to watch him come. That is my fetish. He is very obedient and compliant.
You got another ticker, apparently.
So now I have an appointment for a heart ultrasound next week. And I need to explain to my doctor why I need to cancel it.
This episode of Foreplay Goes South podcast was recorded and produced by event host and podcast creator Metanoia. These stories are recorded live every third Tuesday of the month at Petra's in Charlotte, North Carolina. For more information about Foreplay Goes South, follow us at Foreplay GS on Facebook, FetLife, Instagram, and Twitter.